Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
For the last game, we had you guys up at the castle with Billy and with Tobin, and you guys played the music.
No anti-vampire theme song.
Yeah, and it melted the slime away from the door, and you kicked the door in. And if, who was in charge? Was it Briggs and Wall went in first?
Yeah.
No, I think it was me and Wall, because Briggs
because Briggs doesn't have any brownie points.
I'm 17. I'm doing better than I was.
You don't have any brownie points, Briggs. Get in the back.
Look, I don't have a copious amount like you do, but I have some.
Look, this is Final Fantasy.
Team above 50.
Yes. This is Final Fantasy. You are the white mage with the lowest HP. Get in the back row.
You know what? I'm standing in the back row from now on. Screw you guys.
Hey!
I always take the hits.
That's because you want to punch stuff.
Whoa.
You gotta get, it works, but you gotta
all
get close.
All the punches I've ever delivered have been running from the rear up to the front.
Saban in the background.
Well, let's like, who has taken the most hits?
You!
You!
What? You, yeah.
By quite a huge margin.
He's taken the hardest hits.
The hardest hits. Oh god, that one with the horse.
He nearly killed you.
Yeah. Right, so real quick, we haven't done this in a while. Are there any sewers nearby?
Not on top of this mountain.
That we can drop in.
Oh. What, you mean just in case?
We forgot to inform them where we're going.
The resistance.
Okay, yeah.
No, before we left Germany, we let them know we were going to Vienna, so they at least got to Vienna.
And actually, I think before you left Vienna, you put a note in the sewer saying you were headed to Slovakia.
Okay. That's right, we did.
So, mm-hmm. Alright, I just want to make sure that they have an idea where we are. That's all that matters.
Yeah, they knew. Okay. They knew when you guys left Vienna.
There's one thing I know about Jason the Argonauts. If you want to waste time, a skeleton army is invaluable.
It's true.
So you guys kick down the door, head inside, it's pretty dark.
Did any of us hit the floor?
No one.
But I'm gonna walk the dinosaur.
Josh beat me to it.
So you step in, it's a little dark, it opens up into a main hallway, not like a throne room, but sort of like a main entryway with windows and things. There's a second level above where it looks like there's balconies overlooking this main entranceway. So there's a little bit of light you can see without needing the goggles, and as you walk in you start hearing noises. It sounds like there's people up on the second balcony.
Just me, or do you just hear the music? Da-na-na-na-na-na. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I am literally picturing the entrance to Bowser's castle in Super Mario RPG. It's just stone walls with statues and candles and red carpet heading towards the door.
Just random fireballs.
Yeah.
No fireballs, but there's definitely people moving
so this
around.
Is very...
There are people moving around?
Is there red carpet?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Are they playing music?
No.
Oh, good. You all will understand that reference in about 3 months. All right, so more by the time this episode airs.
Good, perfect timing then, Josh.
Yeah,
perfect timing.
Good. Nobody's playing music in the balconies. We can feel free to just walk through and not get naked. Let's do it.
Well,
still, so
for safe. I kind of want to get naked.
No, you don't.
It's
not right. Happening.
No, it's not for the bedding.
Can we see anything from the ground floor?
No, but you can definitely hear, like, there's people up there trying to, like, stay quiet, trying to, like, hide outside and everything.
And they say, we hear you!
If you do say that, they'll freeze, they'll stop, they'll be, like, almost completely silent.
Is there other corridors, passageways?
Not for a little while.
Not for a little while?
Yeah.
I've got the goggles on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look up the balcony.
Well, you can't, like, see through them because it's all stone and everything.
Yes.
But you see, like, I will say that you see an aura of that would suggest that there are supernatural, psychokinetic people or things ducking out of sight.
Okay, but I can't get, like, a clear view
of what they are or how many now.
We should record this.
Yeah, I'll start
put it on YouTube.
I'll start recording.
Mm-hmm. Cool, okay.
I guess PKing from that far is not gonna work either.
You'll get a reading, depends on how good of reading.
He just swipes past that and just like, classic. God, I want to be a class 7.
You're getting a reading, I'd say, of maybe
nothing.
Class 5s, maybe class 6s.
Well, I mean, normally I want to just barrel on through, but apparently because I'm going to die if I do that, I'm waiting for you guys to walk through.
Well, I guess just keep moving forward.
Yeah,
forward.
Once you get like a little bit further in, several vampires you'll be able to easily recognize now will appear, then will jump down from the balcony and just like land, trying to surround you. I'll say right now there are 10.
Okay.
Look, we knew you guys were up there. It's not surprising any of us.
Yeah, you did not spaghetti me at all. I'm not spooked.
They don't even know if they speak English because they're not even reacting really to anything that you're saying.
So are we unable to move forward?
Right now you're basically surrounded. I'll say this is all happening within a few moments. Like 10 guy vampires just swoop down, and they're going to start closing in.
Okay, like, so I imagine we're kind of in, like, a tight circle facing out.
Yeah.
With these guys.
Uh-huh.
What is the spread where I could hit the most vampires who can't do the most damage? Because this thing is, like, anti-vampire shit. Pretty much.
You could easily hit one or several in not with one shot, but, like...
Good job, Briggs. You should definitely be the first person to attack and piss them off.
Well, I mean, they're surrounding us. I'm going to get attacked by one of them regardless. That's the thing.
I'll say, at this point...
we haven't invited them in their own home yet. So I think we're safe.
At this point, Billy is just going... Billy says, man, these guys stink! Like, he can
smell
them.
They suck.
That's true.
They stink. They suck stink. Stink suckers.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. He's like, he basically makes it very clear that he can smell them very easily and is highly does not like how they smell.
So, Tex, it might be time to Avery.
No. I'm pretty sure our code was fur on.
True.
Yes.
Fur on.
Fur on.
Did you want to give him the signal?
I don't know. What do you guys
think? Yeah, let's have him fur on just to see if the vampires respond. And they're like, oh, I didn't expect that.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to respond.
I will say...
He's just now a werewolf with a proton pack on, or slime blower on his back.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
This is... How good does he transform?
Well, it's also how quick. And just because he's like, Faron! Or is it more like, a mustache comes out? You know? Well, he said he was trying to practice and make it good, you know.
14.
14? Oh, yeah! With 14, he's just like, if you get this, you're like, Billy, Faron. He'll just be like... And it'll just take, it won't be like instantaneous blink of an eye, but like over the course of like maybe 5 seconds, the fur just comes out and he's not like screaming in pain like in a horrible graphic thing, but it's more just like a, oh yeah! Like it's, it all comes out, you know, the fur comes through the collar, fur comes through the, you know, through his like the sleeves of his shirt and everything like
it's
that.
It's like, still kind of tickles.
Yeah. It's like, I guess his baseball cap would fall off from, you know, from like the fur and everything.
I just hope he picks it back up and puts it on.
It
wears it backwards.
Wouldn't fit his... I wonder if he could fit it on backward. Maybe. You'll have to see how the fan art looks. So he's ready to go.
Did the vampires respond?
Are they surprised? No, they're definitely surprised. They're like, not expecting to see a werewolf. Just like, oh, like we have these men. Surround them. And then just this guy in the middle, the lanky guy, is like, just turned a full-size Tex Avery style. All the vampires are freaked out. And he just like immediately just leaps in. He's still got the slime pack on and shit. So it's all clinking and clanking as he just leaps forward in a way that a werewolf would, just like several feet, starts clawing at several of them, ripping them apart. It's not super gross because they're like already kind of dead, spooky ghost things, but you know how you could sever your arm of a vampire and go back, whatever. He's just cutting limbs. You basically don't have to worry.
This is why werewolves, they always try.
So he's already like destroyed four of them to the point where they're not gonna be a problem. He'll have like two more in a headlock and be like, you guys can go ahead, I'll be okay. He starts like flipping them and biting them.
Is he just gonna handle the rest of them?
He looks perfectly fine.
He's been bored for like a week.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff.
He's
gotten out.
And you just gave him the okay to Hulk out.
So we're going off the World of Darkness rules?
Sure.
All Worlds of Darkness, sorry. Sorry, nerd community. I need to be more specific.
All right, so you guys move forward. It'll open up into more of a throne room area. You go to another set of double doors. It's more lit up. It looks a little bit more regal. It looks like there's a lot of mirrors and paintings and tapestries and everything. A lot of the paintings are covered, but you can still like tell that they're paintings from underneath. These scarves are covering them. Same thing for some of the mirrors. Some of the mirrors are covered up. Some of them aren't. It seems a little kind of enclosed in there. But as you go further, there's a little mini staircase that leads up to where the thrones are. There's two seats. There's like a main throne, and then there's like a little side throne, which would either be like
throne
for like a, you know, someone, either the man of the castle and woman of the castle.
Is anyone sitting in the thrones?
No.
I walk up and I'm like, hey guys, get a picture. And I sit in the main throne. try to look as regal as possible.
If you want, give me a cool roll.
I'm gonna spend two brownie points.
Whoever has a phone and is willing to take a picture.
Yeah, I got it.
Give me a moves.
I got it. I got the moves.
A moves.
Yeah. I'll explain why in a minute.
11.
That's not bad for a cool. All right, so... 17, it's a good picture, but like, so you hold up the phone and you're looking pretty cool. Considering it's like, this is like, you're in the darkest, deepest part of the inner sanctum, and you're like, hey, fuck it, no one's here, let's take a picture real quick, looking totally like you planned it. So it's like, it doesn't look like it's a, quick, I'm scared, but let's do it anyway. Yeah. It's like total cool. But when you take the picture, you know, snap, after the little iris, you know, expands and it's over, and you can see the quick view of what you've taken, you do see Elizabeth Bathory standing behind him.
I say, "Wall, move!"
I'll give you my moves to stand up real quick.
To get out of there?
Yeah, to get the hell out of there.
Try to roll with
a 21 and a ghost.
21 is a good roll. Pool takes the photo, snaps it, but when he does that, it's the, you know, you see Elizabeth Bathory behind him, he goes, "Ah! Whoa, move!" But he's holding down the button, so there's several more pictures of you in a scared face, leaving it. So your cool roll looked good for that first one, but for the series of photos after, it's only not that.
So, dude, doesn't matter that moment.
In the photo, does she look like an actual person standing there, or
it looks like a person standing there, but it's almost like she didn't materialize. Okay. She wasn't like hiding, you know, it's like she just comes and steps out. Yeah.
That's a nice chair.
So if you say that to her.
Yeah, it's a nice chair, it's very comfy.
She looks, she goes, "Oh, English. Boring." Because she could speak several languages.
Oh, right, and English, being a complex language, is the boring one.
According to her.
Were they boring in, like, 1200 Slovakia?
1500, 1600. Oh, they
are
very
boring. Everybody
she
was
know,
boring.
She know, it's like, it's...
Except she was not that boring. I mean, let's be fair.
Although the English language is not
boring. We can accuse her of a lot of things, but not of being boring.
We do know that she is highly schooled in, like, deep speak and all the other...
Okay.
And what, you know, what we consider the craziest shit ever, she probably gone through anyway.
Right. So she is looking... She's looking at everybody.
Okay. I want to say your mother in demonic to her.
Give me a occult roll to see if you know.
That's what I thought. Could have been better.
Yeah, that
could have been worse. 11, 14, 18. 18.
You're pretty sure you know. Like, you're not okay. You're not 100%, but you're pretty sure. And if you want to say it.
I'm going to try to fake the accent.
Yeah. The demonic accent.
Well, let's be fair.
Oh, yeah, bluff.
Okay, yeah.
There we go, yeah.
Add that to it, yeah.
Okay, there we go. 31 to bluff.
It's a good bluff.
Yeah.
Well, you convincingly say, "Your mother."
It's like, and she
I'll say that she looks at you kind of like, surprised. You know, like, all right. But just cannot acknowledge.
Remind me to torture him extra hard.
While he's doing that, I wave. I go, "Hi."
With your ring hand, I hope.
Yes, with the ring hand.
Do you have gloves on?
I'd imagine I do.
I would, because I would imagine you do. I will say that, you know, you're being chit-chatty and you're waving and everything like that.
I have to wave to everything we kill.
Yeah. That's the only way can we be sure that it's dead.
It's true. It's how we guarantee
hello?
The kill.
Hello? Oh, it's dead.
That's the sign that we're going to kill you.
Yeah. It's literally the high sign.
To be fair, not a single thing we busted is waved back.
In this time, like when you're, you know, you're waving, everyone's sort of looking around, and Mike's making sure he's not stumbling over anything, getting off the steps or whatever. She will, like, look back and forth between everybody, and she says, like, something's off.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I wish a ring was off of one of us.
Mm-hmm. And what she's gonna do...
I say, one of us is a dog.
One of us is a small white dog.
Oh, and we brought a werewolf.
And a woman.
It's like, one of these things does not belong, but there's four men, one woman, and a dog, and she looks at Briggs.
It's true. But she's a...
There's a moment of understanding.
She just, like, puts her hand up, and immediately your hand, Briggs's hand, just sticks out, and you're just like, stuck in place. So she'll, like, step down from the steps and approach, and she's gonna pull the glove off your hand and see the ring. She's trying to keep it cool, but she seems very happy to see you.
I'm unhappy. Mm-hmm. Very unhappy.
She tells you to go sit on the throne. She points to the throne. And you have no choice but to walk over and just sit.
I'm unhappy, and I'm just, like, going, "Guys, help, I'm scared."
I put my arm around Wall and say, "Goes up so fast."
hey, wait! I don't know. I'm kind of, sort of, almost, maybe, possibly spoken for, but I'm making happy sex.
Oh, my God!
You farting in front of a woman whose phone number you've asked for four times is spoken for.
I think the fart was first, maybe.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
I am panicking at this point.
Like, I have no control over my body. I don't know. Guys, help!
So you're forced to sit in the throne just patiently like this. You can still talk.
Guys, black baby's not helping. I need to get the black baby.
She's gonna say, "Okay, you all can leave. I don't need you anymore."
I say, okay.
No. This is like, okay, later, Briggs.
No. I say, no. Briggs is our friend. We want to stick around for the reception.
Yeah, I love weddings.
Yeah, thanks all around.
Guys, I don't want to die.
Dude, you're literally closest to being laid you've ever
yeah,
been.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Hey, look, I'm trying my best.
Granted, she's going to strap you down to some kind of weird machine, whip you, probably peel some of your skin off, and then have sex with you after you're dead.
While she's wearing your skin.
But, guys, there's a Victoria's Secret model I could have coffee with. I want to do that. Even if I get to no base on that, that's still better than this.
She says, oh, no, I don't need any of you anymore. You can leave.
Like, well, we're kind of worried about what you can do with this guy here.
I'm not this guy here. I'm Briggs. I'm the driver.
Are you going to use that old routine of, look, I don't really, we dress the same, but I don't know him.
Like, he's like, what? Hey, I mean, really though, like, I kind of need to know what you're going to do with our driver.
Okay, hold on. I have an idea.
He's our ride home.
I say, yes. All right. I say, all right.
We won't leave, but he's our ride.
I say, if you want to give me the other five guys who look like us, you can have that one.
Ah! I'm so unhappy.
And she just goes, oh, you want the other Ghostbusters.
Oh, she knows what they are.
Oh, yeah. You know who we are.
She knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want to take them, I'll call them in. And so she'll makes a gesture, and you see three of the International Ghostbusters come out. You see the medic, the heavy, and the demo man. And their eyes are glowing yellow, like bright, like orbs of yellow. Heavy is wearing the proton pack. The medic is wearing the slime blower, and the demo man is wearing a proton pack.
So, you guys all, you're bloodsuckers now?
They look a lot like Briggs. They don't look like vampires.
Okay.
They're not dead.
I said, you know, serving vampires, I don't mean to judge, but I've heard it's kind of a baby man activity.
Ooh.
he's talking.
They're not talking when they come out, though. They're not all there, it seems.
I say,
at least at this point.
I say, LaFleur, that's the smartest response the Heavy's ever had.
But yeah, you know that there was five of them, but you only see the medic, the Heavy, and the demo man come out.
I go, hey, where's the other two?
Bathory says, oh, they're here.
Yeah, but where?
I'll look behind us.
Like, do kind of a little...
Give the room a quick sweep.
It's a whirl.
I love you, Lou.
Above the double door, like further back, because this is like a long, you know, throne room or whatever, you see what looks like sniper up on like a balcony.
Oh, shit.
Unsurprising.
With a slime pack.
Heavy. What's going on?
She's like, if you want to talk to them yourselves, that's fine. And she'll just go and she'll sit in the throne next to yours. Yours is like the main throne.
Does this mean I'm in charge? Because, like, if I'm in charge, cut it out.
Do you want to say that to her?
Yeah.
She's just going to say, you be quiet. And she just pushes your face to the side, and then you can't speak for a minute.
Dude, we should hang out with her all the time.
You want to be a ghost?
Okay, so all right. So if you want to talk to Heavy, just sort of like looks over your direction. You're seeing hollow eyes, basically, but he will look over to you. So if you want to address him and try and get a little bit of a...
Are you in fact a baby man?
You're trying to break him, basically.
Yeah, I want to see if he's still in there.
So he looks at you and it's like soulless for a second. You're like, the eyes stay the same, but you see like the body just, like the body just gets angry and intense. But it's like, it's almost like it's trying to break through, but you're getting the sense that he's in there, but it's tough for him to get out.
I'm wondering if there's something I could say to the medic in German. Any suggestions?
Yeah, just like, it's like, you're working for her.
Sir?
If you were to leave, would your balls grow back?
Ooh.
You're the dog, tell me.
Is there a procedure that you can use to reattach your balls? you're the doctor. I'm not.
Yeah, do you want to go for it? The dog, he gives a similar reaction to the Heavy, where it's just sort of like the eyes and the face are still staying the same, but you can tell that there's something underneath that's trying to be like, he's trying to break through, but it's just not coming through.
How close are they to us?
I'll say 20 feet.
You guys ready? Are you ready to do something?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, but after you talk to them, clearly they're not moving, Bathory will just say, all right, well, as you can see, they're quite happy staying with me, so please leave.
And I'm just like...
Where's the spy?
You don't see him.
He is one of the candles we passed around.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't see the spy.
I kind of have to insist that we leave here with our friend.
I must.
Yes.
I'm just gonna pull the valve, dump valve, and just soak him. the just so three Ghostbusters.
Okay. You would hit them. It's not like the best hit in the world, but yeah, you coat them. It seems to have an effect. They are sizzling a little bit, but with that, Bathory's just going to say, oh, okay. She looks to the three Ghostbusters, and she goes, just kill your friends. And they're going to start marching forward. They're going to flick on their proton packs.
I'm going to fire a shot at Bathory.
I'm going to do the same
thing. Hold on. Everyone give me a moves. Everyone give me a moves first to see who goes first.
Alright, since I'm most worried about the proton packs, I'm going to target the demo man and I'm going to slam that hit.
You would hit it, and that's a good hit. It's okay. Like just net. He's like still standing, but he can't move. So this, you definitely have him. So, alright, on the mic.
I'm going to hit Bathory with the proton stream.
Okay.
16.
She's not that far away. She's basically sitting on the throne next to Briggs. Mm-hmm. And that's a good enough hit, but when you hit her, mm-hmm. it doesn't even burn her clothes. You totally hit her, but she just sits.
I'm sitting there, I'm just like...
Yeah, because you're seeing a proton beam go past you. Come in, hit this woman. Like, hit her dead on.
To your fucking star.
It's hitting, it hit her good, but she just doesn't even flinch.
I'm just saying, I was like, oh fuck, just kill me now.
Alright, LaForge.
I'm gonna run at the heavy mm-hmm. and scream Billy's name.
Okay.
Loud enough so he can hear me. I'm going to grab the heavy's neutronal one, and I'm gonna slap him like I would a child.
Okay.
Seven and a ghost.
You're like, Billy, get in here! And you run up. You can grab the neutrino wand from him. Mm-hmm. So he's no longer aiming it at you or anybody, but you can't really pry it out of his hands. You can tell if you're able to whisper, like, oh, baby man, say something about him being a baby man, even though you can't really pull the neutrino wand away, but it's not aimed at anybody. You can see he's still fighting it. He's still fighting it really hard, but it's, you know.
I just realized you guys can't leave me here. I'm the beach kid.
God damn it.
The fate of the world is at stake.
There's no way I'm wasting Smirnoff's off Bathory. All right.
But you're sensing he's in there, and you're getting it.
Dude,
but
it's not.
I'm like, oh, what comes out of here? Is this milk? Is this milk for the baby man?
I'll say at this point, the sniper is going to fire a weapon with a slime tether. Boom. He will hit you, like, on the back. I'll say it's like on the slime tether on the tank or whatever. He's gonna try and hit the ceiling and try and get you suspended up. It will actually lift you up a little bit. It doesn't take you to the roof or anything crazy like that, but he does hit you in the back, and all of a sudden you find yourself being pulled up by the harness. Like, I'll say maybe 7 feet off the ground. So you're stuck. You're stuck there. And it's gonna be, that's definitely gonna make things more difficult if you're gonna try and shoot and do anything, but we'll address that when it's your turn.
What's Tobin doing this entire time?
Tobin's gonna wait for someone to say something because he's freaking out. So now it's up Tobin's go. Is anyone gonna say anything for him? Do anything?
I don't want
to
put him in harm's way.
I was gonna say go get Billy. Yeah.
Tobin.
Yeah.
Go get the beach kit. Bring it back. Brick sees Tobin come up to the front. Good boy. And it just grabs the beach kit. God damn it! So do you want to go? Do you want to like pounce on the heavy or want to get Billy?
Let's have him pounce on the medic because he's got a slime blower.
Yeah. Slime blower.
So
yeah,
I'm not as worried.
He's like, Tobin, sick Mr. Malpractice.
Don't worry, pride grows back.
No, it doesn't.
Tobin's gonna run and just tap him. Just boom.
Nice. So do I just sit here? Can I do anything?
I'll say now, you can talk.
I go, hey lady, what's your telephone number?
Does she even know what a phone is?
Do you really want to, do you really want to ask her?
She like, converse.
Please ask her for her number. Hey, don't ignore me. I'm handsome. You don't ignore good-looking people.
I'll leave here with my head held handsome.
She's going to look back to you. Like, she ignores you. You're like, don't ignore me. And she's going to look back to you, and then she's going to give you the sexy eyes. So now, if you better
You're
give
dead.
Me a brain.
He's so dead.
To realize she's trying to put the moves on me. I can't fall for it. I can't fall for the demon lady.
Wait. What the fuck? You guys are the worst!
I know. No, like, I'm seriously waiting for this with, like, bated breath. Come on.
Yeah! 15 to ghost!
14
to ghost.
Oh. So now do I have, a raging hard-on for her or something?
It could be worse.
Does he get brownie points for succeeding in his goal of love?
That's true.
That's a good question. I'll say she's like giving you the hypno gaze or whatever. Yeah. She's giving you the vibe. She just basically convinced you that you are in love. And you are happy.
Guys, I'm in love.
Congratulations.
Good job.
So I succeed on my goal. How many?
Give me 3d6.
They get revoked once he realizes that she's
You get 4 brownie points.
Hey, look, If I survive this, I'm gonna make all those points count.
At the you end are end. Not going
dude,
to.
Dude, that's like a 22% increase of your brownie points.
Dude, she's gonna wear my skin.
You like bitchy chicks?
So she does the look. She gives you the look, and you're like, duh. So then with that, she's gonna go back. She's gonna keep watching, and you're just gonna be like, you're just gonna be like watching like Anakin Skywalker in Attack of the Clones. Just totally in love with her. That it hurts.
So the worst thing imaginable. Really.
Well, we'll deal with more as
you're not even good acting love.
Yeah. So now it's on to Nina.
You go. I love you. She says, I know.
So Nina, what would you like to do?
Is the sniper on a balcony that she could? How high up is he?
Like 3 floors.
He's like hiding behind like
the balcony part.
Like a hand railing.
Well, I have a sneak and a climb. Maybe I can do something with that.
Do you want to try and sneak away and then like maybe go up, try and find a way up there to get him?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, give me your sneak roll. Let's see if you can sneak away without them noticing you.
29-31.
Like, Nina throws down a smoke bomb and just is gone.
It's basically
vanish.
It's basically you guys are like, all right, this all happened in a matter of moments, but in that matter of moments, it's like, all right, let's see if Nina's gone. Like, where did she go?
It's like,
yeah, like, you've seriously disappeared and you're on your way. You're gonna go, like, back to the main way, trying to find a way up there,
like,
and we'll deal with that.
Full slimes of Ghostbusters. Okay. I shoot Bathory, like, Josh runs up and punt, like, you know, like,
grabs
one.
He's pressing with the heavy right now.
Like,
but
grabs the heavy, and it's like, Nina!
No. Nina's like, where'd she go? She ran away again! But Josh did call in for Billy. And the two doors are going to come bursting open. And Billy in his human form is going to come running in. And he's just, like, ready to go. He's got slime pack on. If you were going to try and tell him something to do, what should he do?
Dude, fur on.
I know what I want to do, but it's not the thing.
Go for it.
All right, so I'm hanging.
Yeah.
I'm gonna draw my pistol.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Point it directly towards her.
Uh-huh.
And then turn and shoot one of the covered mirrors.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, there's plenty of those there.
Just
okay.
To see if that's somehow something.
Yeah,
go
for it. Give me your boost. Let's
spend 2 brandy points.
Okay.
Ooh.
I was gonna say, the thing you have to remember is, although it is more difficult, the proton pistol is more accurate.
Yes.
So
it reflects off one and shatters the other.
That is 29.
29? Dude, yeah, you remember, there's a mirror over there, I'm gonna wait till I'm swiveling just the right moment, and you're like, And you just, of course the mirror shatters and the cloak falls off of it. She seems puzzled, but a little concerned.
The drapes covering these mirrors.
Mirrors and paintings.
Mirrors and paintings. Do the drapes come down to about floor level, or are they?
You can grab them, yeah.
Cool, I'm gonna run over to one.
Just grab open a mirror?
When you touch it, you realize it's made of infant skin.
Oh, God.
And I'm gonna yank.
Something he's very familiar with.
Infant skin.
Oh, gross.
This is
high
infant
school.
Skin. This is infant skin. And everyone goes, how do you know that?
My dad, he was. It's long story.
Never mind that.
Here, guys, pepper up with 300 cc's of thorazine. Why do you have that? Do ask questions.
Why don't you?
I'm gonna. As hard as I can, I just want to yank and just rip the curtains off the mirrors.
Okay.
I'm going to spend 2 brand points to do it.
Why do I think I see where this is going?
An 18.
Looks like a normal mirror to you, but she's just sort of doesn't quite like what you're doing. A little confused at the same time, but it's not like, it doesn't seem to have any physical effects.
Okay.
But you got her attention.
Like, guys, stop. I'm trying to score.
His mirror isn't shattered that he let down.
It's in once all
It's intact.
When I see him do this, do I see his reflection in it?
His reflection
just looks like a normal mirror.
From your perspective, yeah. Unless you were going to try and say, I want to see whatever, but like, from Mike looks like Mike.
All right, well, the heavy, he's struggling.
Still with you, yeah.
Right, but he's also struggling internally,
yeah.
Like in an existential
uh-huh.
sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to use that moment. I'm going to try to psych him up with my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do a little head motion.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to trip him.
Uh-huh.
I trip him on the ground. All right, so trip him.
You totally trip him. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I fire a boson dart at the ceiling where Poole's tether is anchored.
So with the heavy's neutrona wand, it
goes boson up. Dart.
Boson dart hits the ceiling, crumbles like a little bit of dust, and it is like 7 feet up, so you fall. Give me a moves to make sure you don't take any damage on your way down, like if you duck and roll or whatever. 18? Yeah, so you were prepared. You were mentally prepared.
I clenched.
You fall down. You stumble to the ground, but you're not hurt.
I hit the ground. And I point at him painting. I say, Billy, tear that off.
He just rips the tarp down, And it's a painting of what looks like a young girl, Elizabeth Bathory, like when maybe like a wedding painting. It's her really like a child, basically, because she married when she was like 12 or whatever. It's her and her husband who was like 15. The sniper's gonna hit Josh on the back with the slime tether again. He's trying to do the same thing where he's gonna attach it to the wall. He'll grab Josh and pull him up, but like I'll say more like maybe 5 feet off the ground.
I'm gonna try to hang on to the heavy.
Okay, oh, cool, yeah, okay, go for it. Good idea.
12 and a ghost.
You hang on to him, because you got him like the hands and the neutrona wand and everything like that. I'll say that you hold on to the neutrona wand, and he's holding on to the neutrona, because clearly he's not going to want to let go. So your legs are off the ground, and it's pulling you up, but you're still like, it's like holding on to him. Your boots are just like squeaking as they scrape the ground as it's pulling you up, but you're basically pulling the heavy with you. So
it's like, oh, a baby man would lose a tug of war.
Now with that, let me go back to breaks. If you want to,
I go,
are you
sweetie,
happy?
Where are we going for our honeymoon?
Hell.
Actually, you'll be going to
I'll give you a brownie point.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah,
that was good.
Earning brownie points.
Hey, guys, and maybe I'll earn more when I get to London if I live. Don't say I'm going to die.
No, you'll make it there. You're just going to fucking bomb in front of her. More than last time.
She's just going to be like, the hell.
Okay, so gonna...
Hey, guys, look. guys, I'm at 22. That's a lot for
that
me.
That does not last.
So
you have more brownie points than I do.
Nina.
That is a first.
I'll say that you find a little mini, you know, one of those interior castle staircases. You find a stairway that leads up, and you go up. Give me a sneak to see if you can sneak up onto the sniper without him noticing. We're going to take him out.
Good sneaker, really.
Sneaky snake.
16.
23.
He does not hear you, and if you want to do something... You're right up there. So what would you like to do? You're up there. He doesn't know you're there. I mean, you can see him, like, looking down.
Please don't murder him. We're trying to save these guys. Throw that out there.
Are there any heavy objects around that I can pick
up? Well, that's a good idea.
Hit him over the head with?
I'll say that there is a metal
priceless. Priceless was.
Okay.
Dent the shit out of it.
That is, like, I'll say it was, like, on the way up through like, the little staircase. There was a vase, like, in a little alcove or whatever, just three nights or whatever. So if you want to take that and...
Do it.
Yeah. Oh, shit!
Oh, oh my god!
Wow. Yahtzee and a ghost.
Oh, shit.
28 and a ghost.
28
and
a ghost.
And
the
ghost.
Ooh.
She
has been
you
succeed.
And he dies.
No, I'll say, so you sneak
he
up behind him.
He will never do anything bad again.
I'll say, you sneak up behind him. You got the metal vase, just... Just hits him on the head. He just slumps over, gets knocked out. But I'll say that the ghost die is when he slumps over, the valve opens on his pack, and the slime is just going to start to spill out all over the balcony, and you're going to be like having trouble like slipping around on the balcony. You're not going to fall over,
okay.
But it's definitely going to be a problem to try and get out of there. And the bong, I'll also say the bong was very loud and got the attention of Bathory, who was everyone was down there. All right, for Billy, what do you tell Billy to do?
Just to keep going, tear him down. Just to keep working his way
around.
Okay,
he's gonna start working his way around the back of the room, pulling down things over mirrors and everything. And again, she's just kind of acting very confused, but sort of like doesn't like the fact that you're doing that, but she's sort of letting it go now. But he's gonna go.
It's okay, honey. We'll buy some more drapes.
I'm going to aim at the first painting and just fry it, like point
with the
pistol, like right at her face in the first painting that was
the one where she's like young and her husband or whatever.
12.
You would hit. Yeah, you would hit. It'll just burn. It'll start to just burn.
That's a bad picture of you anyway. We'll get it.
We're in a picture of you.
Oh, this is the best he's ever done.
Yeah,
though.
It is. It really is. It's like, that's okay. We don't care about pictures of you and your stupid old boyfriend. We'll make new memories.
By the end of this, she's like, I don't even want this guy anymore. He's driving me nuts.
It can happen
bad. It's on the wall.
Was there any reaction when Poole fried the painting?
Getting to her, but she's trying not to let it show because she's just sort of like, you know.
I make an attempt to stroke her hair.
And I'm like, oh, did you like this mirror? Because I like it too, and I'm gonna pull the trigger and shoot it with a proton stream.
You hit it, she doesn't seem to bother by the mirror. Like, it's like you're destroying her property and that's getting her upset, but it doesn't seem like in particular that the mirror is what's happening.
In fact, she's been whatever destroying her property.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my finger slipped.
I was just pointing with the neutron.
Yeah.
Right, I was giving a presentation. I thought this was a laser.
So it's on to Josh. You're being pulled, but you still got the heavy down
wrestling
there.
Wrestling with the heavy. Mm-hmm. How's he doing? Is he coming out of it at all?
Well, in the moments that it took, not much has changed. But if you want to try to go for it, you know.
And I assume we're spinning around a little bit.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. As we're twirling, I'm gonna try to hit the wand when we pass a painting.
Well, the roll itself is okay. You do hit some of the covered up paintings and mirrors. I'll say you take out a couple. The bathroom seems a little bit more worried that you're shooting some of the more covered up ones. So she's having a lot of weird reactions based on all this stuff.
I think we're definitely in a nerve.
I'll say you hear Billy scream, like he's scared or in pain, you're not really quite sure. He's close by, but you just can't see him directly.
Can I do a quick turn to look?
If you look, he's behind like
maybe. Behind like a curtain.
Yeah. Okay. He has taken down a lot of tarps, but.
It's a tarp! Briggs! How in love are you?
How you feeling?
I heard the Carpathian Mountains this time of year are gorgeous.
Thank you for a honeymoon. Yeah. The slopes. Oh, go down the slopes.
Oh, man. Killing it. This is good.
It's like, look,
the
I
Briggs
want...
is like...
All I had to do was give him what he wanted.
Look, I'm not going to go all Henry VIII on you, but I'd like a son.
So you're up there, you just knocked him out, and you're sort of slipping and sliding. What would you like to do?
Wonder if I'm actually in the lane at this point.
Obviously, you know, I heard mm-hmm. Billy...
You probably saw it from the balcony. Probably, right?
You want to try and see it?
Probably saw it, yeah.
Give me a standard brains.
Good.
You think you spot Billy, like in between some more mirrors that are standing up like on their own and paintings and stuff.
Okay.
You don't see anybody else. You just see Billy standing there by himself.
Is he looking in a mirror?
No. Do you want to tell them where he is to shout to point out where he is to them?
I think that shouting out would be like a little bit too attention.
Billy has the walkie.
I can use the walkie to contact Billy. There you go.
Okay, so you want to call Billy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, Billy, everything okay? What's going on?
You hear Billy come on the walkie. He's just like, I'm a little busy right now, but everything's fine. How are you guys doing in there?
Why would you tell me that everything's okay, though?
Are you asking why is everything okay?
Right,
I'm busy fighting some vampires, but everything else is okay.
I thought he was back in the room with us.
Billy is spy. Spy is Billy.
Oh, god damn it.
Billy?
Oh, god.
Oh, no.
Good job, Nina!
I didn't do anything.
No, you just solved it!
You just figured
it out. You just solved it!
You solved it. Mike solved it.
But if you hadn't walkied him, oh my god!
But you don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that. But you
just yeah, you just hear Billy yelling.
Very good.
And you definitely think
tell him not to come in here.
Right.
Billy, we see.
Okay, I tell him, okay, everything's okay, I'm not gonna bother you.
He's like, call me if you need me. He's like, Billy out! Just like, clicks off or whatever.
Anybody else have a walkie?
No one else has a walkie.
Oh, shit.
You can yell down to them.
Yeah, you probably could.
It's a trap!
It's a tarp.
It's a tarp!
She's like, it's been the spy the whole time. Oh, please.
Okay, well, I guess I'm just kind of, yeah.
Say Billy's a spy?
Yeah.
All right, she yells, Billy's a spy, and you can hear it. At that point, the Billy that's down there looks up at you, and he looks very angry.
Do I have an idea where he is?
Yeah.
All right. Flick my last grenade and roll it in the direction.
Alright, okay. It goes off.
Yeah!
In between some of these mirrors and stuff, just a column of slime just comes up. Mirrors get knocked over. Some paintings get knocked over, covered in slime. And when the slime settles, you just see a lump of a person laying there. And it's Spy. He's there. He's just laying there with the slime.
Yeah!
He's just laying with his pack on.
Wow. Mike! Good job.
Yeah.
And as the mirrors get broken, I'm like, it's okay, dear. We need to go for more art deco theme.
So the spy's down for the count right now. Onto Wong.
I'm just gonna fire a proton stream in a wide arc and see if I can cut the tether that's holding LaForge up.
Okay.
You're the only person that has solo cut a ghost so far.
Yeah.
That's
you're
true.
Throw that out there.
Well, wait, Josh did.
That, not with the proton stream.
No, but I mean, he solo cut.
That's different.
That's a little different.
So you drop, you land. You're like on top of the heavy, still on top of the heavy with the
how do you take that? Me landing on him. Like, is he coming out? Anything?
If you want to try and give him like another, like an insult or whatever to roll up against him to see if he can snap him out of it.
I say, you know, after this is over and I beat you, I'm gonna tell everybody that I won that fight in the firehouse.
That's pretty good.
When you say that, he's shaking underneath and you see like the glow just shrink from his eyes, and he just breaks. He just gets up angry. He just not even at you, but angry at the world. He just pushes you off of him. He's pissed, but he's like, he's on Team Ghostbuster.
Okay,
all right.
I'm just gonna point to the demo man. I'm like, wake him up. Like, get him out of this. And then I'm just gonna ready my proton pack.
So he's gonna go over, try and grab the demo, and he's like, "Where are you?" And he's just gonna start yelling at him.
Haggis sucks!
Yeah. he'll just like start insulting him. Tobin is still on top of the medic, and the medic is just sort of like, you know, not moving because his dog is yelling at him and everything.
Spies out, snipers out. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
We're doing all right.
But the medic is still conscious. Demo man. I'll say the demo man is basically he's broken out of the slime by now. But heavy's on.
Yeah.
We know which paintings are the issue. It's the ones that the spy was not going to pull down.
Right. Yeah. Because obviously the spy was
on her side.
Right. Yeah.
So heavy's going to go over the demo man, and he's basically going to be like, he's like, if you don't help, I break you. It's like he's like serious. He's really trying to scare the piss out of him to get him up. He snaps the demo man out of it because it's like they're buddies, you know. So it's like there's a little more rapport. So he snaps the demo man out of it, but the demo man is just sort of like not sure where he is. Like he's kind of like he's got a memory problem.
Is there anything else in the room that I may have missed that looks like it's valuable?
What you can see is something that, at first glance, it may be like just part of the throne that Briggs is on, but you can see that it's actually what looks like the frame of another painting behind the throne, but covered with a tarp. So it's like just behind the throne.
Can I run up and rip whatever's covering the drape off of it?
You can try.
I'm ready to catch you with a net if she sends you psychically flying backwards.
Thank you.
That didn't happen. It's like, so you run, like you start to run, and Bathory sees that you're starting to run up, because basically she's sitting right next to Briggs, and you're running basically for like the thing right behind Briggs. Yeah. So when you like, when you're about to come up these steps, it catches her off guard, like she's not expecting it. But then she, you know, kind of losing her cool, she just goes, stop, and she just puts her hand up, and everybody stops. You've clearly gotten, like, that she's had enough. I'll say, Briggs, give me a brains roll.
Your brains tell you that you love her for her personality, in addition to her body.
You're like, there's just something about her, man. It's like, I know 21. It's shallow, but it's
21's not bad. You actually start to think,
wait a minute.
It's like,
am I actually in love?
Wait a minute.
She's never introduced me to her.
Wait, it's like, it's like, you're starting to get that feeling of like, I shouldn't be liking her, but I don't know why. You're definitely starting to suspect that this is not how it's supposed to be.
It's not going
to
work out.
Yeah, it's not going
to
work out.
And then I guess I must, like, I'm starting to doubt, but I'm still kind of there in the love session.
Like, you don't want to believe it.
I'm still kind of in the fog. I'm just like, good idea, dear. Servant, I would like a Coke.
He turned to Mike because Mike throws my Coke. And like, servant, if you could please.
And what would you like, dear?
She said red wine, and she winks.
It's like, Briggs, when I can move again, I'm going to kill you.
She's going to do a thing with her hand and like get you to kneel, and then she's going to try and bring everyone closer in to kneel up where the steps are. And for the knocked out Ghostbusters and everyone else, they're just kind of like, the ones who are awake, I'll say they'll be like stuck. Like Heavy is like, "Ah, this," and he like is forced to kneel next to LaForge and everything. So she's going to say, "Okay, well, clearly I've underestimated you. This is a surprise."
They are professionals.
You're still like, "Yeah, honey, they are professionals."
like, I mean, we have some gestures.
Let them live, and they can, you know, but if they could be turned, they'd be a powerful ally. She says that she's very surprised about how good you're doing, and she just wasn't expecting it, but she's not going to make that mistake. She says, but before I send you off to the dungeon, I'm going to need that ring off of your hand.
Hmm?
I thought it was love.
Dear?
She says, I cannot complete the ceremony unless that ring is off of your hand.
What? Ring how off how?
And she says, I can't take that off of you because I'm not mortal yet. But
isn't Betty a girl?
But isn't Betty a girl? She says, but I think I know how we can fix this. So she's going to get up and she's going to pull the painting out from behind the thing, and still covered up. And she says, I know of a ritual where you can trade places with my fiancé in our engagement painting. And if that happens, he could inhabit your body, he could take the ring off, we can complete the ceremony. And I think this will work.
I don't like somebody else being in my body.
You'll be in a painting.
Not to mention she never mentioned her fiancé before. I mean, this is just...
Shouldn't you be appalled
like,
and hurt?
Jealousy levels,
and also, fiancé!
Exactly. What did he tell you about that?
And also, my body, not yours, mine.
So she's just like, yeah, we'll do this.
I'm not a fan of spine.
Mike and Poole, both of you, give me brains.
20.
6.
With 20, you would think, well, you've already fried the engagement painting. Hmm. So She's talking about a fiance.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that or whatever? Because you do know that certain ones did get her pissed off, so you don't know if she's like bluffing, but she did specifically say an engagement painting.
And I'm like, I'm kind of hurt. I thought we were going to Carpathian Mountains. I heard it's nice as time.
But you also know she said it was her fiance, so
I heard they have a lot
and
of
she
nice
was married. There. Yeah. So you know,
I toasted that painting.
This is true. You did from her future husband or whatever when he was like 15 and she's like 13 or whatever. That one is destroyed. Like even if you were to look, like it's destroyed. She goes, oh, that was my first husband. I didn't get married to my second husband. We're still. You may know him as the Scourge of Carpathia, the Sorrow of Moldavia.
No!
And she pulls down the tarp, and it's an engagement portrait of her and a young Vigo.
Oh my god!
I've got some bad news, sweetheart.
Is literally laying on the floor, god, dead.
No, I don't want some Carpathian scourge inhabiting my sexy body.
He's gonna take care of his Carpathian kitten loss.
Yes, Carpathian kitten loss of 99 kittens, yeah.
I imagine after seeing that, like, all love just went out. I'm like,
So she says, in order to complete the ceremony, it'll take some time to prepare to make sure that the ceremony's done right. Because if I kill you, if you die before he's able to inhabit your body, then this is all lost. But with that, she'll say, all right, so the rest of you, off into the dungeon that way. I'll be with you shortly. I'll take very good care of this one. And until I can get what I need to complete the ceremony, you all just wait there. So you're all going to have no choice but to sort of, like, totally against your will, like, forcibly walk.
Hold on. Is Tobin just like...
Tobin's like the cat mittens or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Kid mittens.
Kid mittens, basically. Yeah, basically.
So there's no way we can that Nina can touch the walkie-talkie while she's doing that.
Give me a muscles, but you got brownie points.
The
muscles.
All right, I'm obviously panicked at this point. And I'm just thinking, like, well, the romance is gone now. So,
what do you think, right?
I mean, the romance is gone because, like, now
I'm married.
The thrill is gone.
Now that I'm so excited
for it's not gonna.
No.
Now I'm a vindictive lover at this point, you know, and I'm just pissed. And
you are still kind of feeling you're still in doubt. Give me another brains roll. Your brain is back. You no longer are in love with this chick.
I want to keep up the presence that I'm still in love with her.
You can do that, but if you did want to try to lie to her or something, to say, hey, baby, we're okay, like, you can let me go or whatever, I'll allow you to do another role, but right now you're no longer in love with her. You're very much aware of what the situation is going on.
So I can't flip the grenade off?
You can't, no, she still has you, like, you're just stuck in the chair. You can't move.
I was hoping that, like, my fingers were close, I'm sure I'd just go...
If you want to try to convince her to let you do that or whatever...
It's like, hey, I understand that I'm going to be losing control of my body. Can I just, you know, have my arms free for a second? I mean, I got a wicked itch. Be
reasonable.
Reasonable, yeah.
Give me a cool.
Do it.
Do it. My
yes! Yes! Now you actually do have an itch. She's ignoring you now at this point. So you guys are marching off into the dungeon. It's a small room. You walk in. You place your own hands inside some of the chains, and then whoever's the last one, making sure everyone's clipped in, closes the door. You're forcibly stuck in there, and you're waiting for her to arrive.
Hey guys, this is the second time we've been in jail.
It's still not a brush with the law, technically. So this isn't jail. This is a dungeon, and there are, of course, very creepy instruments of torture and everything else all around. Is there anything else you guys were gonna do before?
I was completely useless entirely.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by a comic shop and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution to our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half-price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Briggs, because that's not all. Tell them, Poole.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right, and you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can follow us or the Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you!
Stand by for quantum synchronization for the year 2088.
saved up like all my birthday money and all my Santa Day money for this call, and I got your answer machine. I'm totally hums. So I'd say you guys are the best. I'm like your biggest fan, probably on the East Coast and certainly at Senator Ryan Gosling High. I've got all the books of you guys, and I've made a scrap tablet of any picks and news items I could find. I even got my picture taken with COVID during a school trip to the Smithsonian last year. They're taking really good care of us. You guys are like legends. You went down fighting. Whoops, sorry, I'm not supposed to talk about that. It's a shame about the forest, though.